For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson. Welcome to our Discovery Health podcast. Over the next month, we are focusing on women's health, and specifically over the next few weeks, we are talking about pregnant mothers and also new moms. Here to help us do that is Dr. Christina Johns, a pediatrician at the Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C. Christina, I understand you have four children already and another one on the way. Is that right?
That's exactly right. I've got three stepkids who live with us, and I've got a two-year-old and one cooking. So that's going to be a total of five coming in January.
Well, it's great you could join us, because who better than you, of course, to chat about healthy habits for the pregnant mother. Let me ask, first of all, what things do you or did you do during the first trimester to be as healthy as you can be?
Oh, man, I'll tell you, the first trimester is the toughest part, and I think I felt like I was the most vomitrocious person who ever lived. It's a tough time. You're having all of these body changes, and so many women not only feel exhausted, but they almost feel like they have the flu, kind of chills a little bit, and the fatigue and the nausea and the vomiting for some women. It can really take you out for the count. It certainly did for me. So the things that I tried to do to sort of get myself through every day, I operated, first of all, on the stomach theory of never empty, never full. So what I mean by that is that I tried very hard not to ever have a completely empty stomach. I know women, and I have done this as well, who literally will take some bland, like something like saltine crackers by their bedside, and the minute that they wake up will at least put something in their stomach to try to take away some of the nausea. That being said, I also try not to eat a ton of food all in one sitting, because that would also tend to add to the symptoms. So for that specifically, for the nausea and that kind of flu-y feeling, I tried to hydrate as best as I could and never empty, never full. And you got to try to get enough sleep and rest, too, to account for all the changes that are happening for inside.
Good advice. Now, in the midst of that, this may seem like an odd question, but what about exercise?
That's also an excellent question. And if you are somebody who has been an exerciser, it is absolutely okay, if you are feeling up to it, to keep your current exercise regimen going. Now, many of my OB colleagues will tell me that they never want your heart rate above 140 or so, because that can decrease the blood flow to the growing fetus. So I think as long as you can kind of keep in those guidelines, don't overdo it. You probably want to start to avoid ab exercises altogether. Then you're really fine to go ahead and keep on with your usual routine. If you haven't been an exerciser, some low impact, some walking is always a wonderful thing for your body in general, but probably not the time to start training for a marathon.
Okay. And then what about medications and also vitamins?
Great question. What I like to tell folks is that if you are, even before you are planning on having a baby, get yourself into good shape. And you can even start taking those prenatal vitamins way before you decide to have a baby. In fact, that's probably the best thing to do. So for sure, you want to get your prenatal vitamin and talk with your doctor about that. Many of them are prescription only, because you want to get enough folate in the vitamin to really have the maximum benefit for the baby, but you want to make sure that all of your medications are compatible. Once you're pregnant, you really have to be super careful about it. You can't just say, oh, great, I'll take two ibuprofen for a headache or whatever. You can take some Tylenol, but you have to be really careful.
Okay, let's talk about first-time mothers, and obviously the information you provided there I think could apply to all mothers, but is there anything different that you find with first-time mothers that they need to be thinking about, or different things or ways of approaching pregnancy?
You know, for first-time moms, I think the hardest thing is that you don't know what to expect, just because people can tell you what it's like till they're blue in the face, but unless you've really lived it, it's really hard to know exactly what to expect or how your body is going to react to pregnancy. And that being said, even for moms who aren't first-time moms, many people will say that each pregnancy is different. So I think be armed with the fact that your body is changing, your hormones are changing, so that sometimes your emotions are going to change, and you might say to yourself, gosh, I really don't seem like me. And that's okay. You're not losing your mind. You are just experiencing this new and wonderful body change. So for me, the biggest thing to say would be expect the unexpected. Your physical person may be totally the same and you may not feel a thing, but your emotional side or psychological side might be completely different. Your range of emotions may be broader than typical, and that's okay. Just know that, hey, this is going to be a different experience. I've got to be flexible.
Okay. Let's talk about the second trimester now and what tips you can offer pregnant mothers on how to be as healthy as possible in the second trimester.
You know, second trimester is oftentimes kind of people talk about the golden period of pregnancy because you are not so enormous that you feel like you have difficulty bending over and moving around and are uncomfortable. So you're still feeling pretty good, starting to actually really look like you're pregnant. So you don't just feel like, I wonder if people are thinking that I've just gained a few. And oftentimes that nausea and vomiting, those types of symptoms have all gone away. So it's really a great time. And what I say to folks is that during this time, don't let yourself slip up on how good you are about taking your prenatal vitamins and how careful you are about your hydration and the foods that you eat. Be super aware that, hey, you are still growing another person, and so enjoy this feeling good time, but don't be a slacker either.
And do you think there are any misconceptions in general, not talking about any trimester in specific, but what you can and cannot do while you're pregnant?
There are some misconceptions about pregnancy. It used to be that some people would say, okay, you can't have coffee, you can't have any caffeine for 9 months plus. And, you know, that, at least according to my OB colleagues, has relaxed a little bit. You definitely want to limit your caffeine intake, but hey, if you're somebody who is going to feel better, is going to just feel like a more normal person, if you have one cup of coffee a day or a Diet Coke every day, then, you know what, go for it. You are probably safe to do so. On the opposite end of the spectrum, there are some things that you probably do want to avoid. For example, a lot of people before they're pregnant have no idea that you probably ought to avoid sushi and other uncooked fishes and meats. And there are some specific fishes like tilefish, king mackerel, that you do want to avoid, that most women, when I talk about this with them, say, huh? And have no idea. They think, gosh, fish is the healthiest thing that I can eat. What do you mean you're telling me I shouldn't have that? So those things are important to investigate and really understand, especially when you're not feeling so barfy and you really want to eat.
Okay, let's move on and to the final trimester. What are the do's and don'ts in terms of exercise and diet?
Okay, great. Final trimester, you are in the home stretch. Yahoo, the miracle is really happening. And so what you want to do is you want to just really hang on till the end. The most important thing I can tell people is be very good at this point about going to your OB as often as he or she wants to see you. You need to do that weight check. You need to make sure that all of your glucose, that your urine looks okay, everything that looks clean, so that in the end you're gaining the right amount of weight, the baby is still growing appropriately, that you're feeling the baby move. Any changes in that, your doctor needs to know immediately. You just need to have that partnership really well established at the very end. You start to feel uncomfortable. That is certainly true. You start to not be able to sleep as well. So, gosh, rest now. Take a nap during the day if you can, and try to stay cool. Don't, in the midst of the summertime, don't be out getting roasting hot. That's not going to feel good. You can still exercise, but you want to keep your heart rate for sure below 140, and you don't want to do lifting of heavy weights.
All right, Dr. Christina Johns, a pediatrician at the Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Good luck to all the women out there.
Appreciate it, and congratulations. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
And make sure to tune into Discovery Health Channel every weekday starting at 11 a.m. for more information about pregnancy and babies. Also, check out www.discoveryhealth.com and go to our Pregnancy and Parenting Center for additional tips and downloads. Thanks for tuning into this Discovery Health podcast. I'm Will Johnson.